This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
High Plains Apache brings you this hour. What's on your mind? The folks that sell Apache sprayers, that businessman sprayer just gets the job done day in and day out. You feel a little spring in the air. Might be time to head on in there. At a minimum, I'd go to highplainsapache.com, check out the new and used inventory. But if you have a chance, come see them. They'd love to see you. Or talk to anybody that has an Apache sprayer. One fellow told us, hey, this thing's a Cadillac. You're not bumped around, it rides very smooth, you get out and your back doesn't hurt, your neck's not hurting from turning around or looking at things. Feel like you've been sitting in a recliner all day. How about that? Another satisfied customer told us the visibility while spraying, incredible. As far as I'm concerned, the Apache is about the best sprayer I've ever sat in, he said. Another said the field lights and the boom lights are excellent. Feel real comfortable using them. High Plains Apache Mandan across from Bonanza on Eastside Court and also exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. They also have that ET Egg Center with 50,000 of the parts you need, not only for Apache sprayers, but any sprayer as well. All right. Some more time to chat here. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Some texts rolling in. I'm getting a little backed up on text, so I better get to a few of those. 701-226-8503. I want to know if I'm a hypocrite or not. I need a little guidance here. So I mentioned at the beginning of the show when I was telling Todd and Manny that I was excited to see that there was a Brave singer that I'd never heard of before, but I saw her dress and she was featured prominently on a few newscasts last night because she wore this Make America Great Again dress with Trump on it and that she's doing quite well. And I'd never heard of her until last night, but I said, I'm a fan. I think that's kind of cool. She's brave. I think that's awesome.
Is Rev getting her on?
Yeah, he's working on getting her on the program.
Good.
So we can
perfect.
Have her sing some of her songs live. And Kimberly said, it's funny to me. Kimberly saying this kind of snarky, but that's okay. It's funny to me how you are okay with this, but not anyone opposed. That, my dear, is hypocrisy at its best right there. Cheryl came to my defense. She said, so many of those that oppose make such hurtful statements, and they riot. This dress is not hurtful to anyone. There you go, Cheryl. There you go. She's doing it in a more respectful way, not getting up there and lecturing to me. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe I am a hypocrite. I want to know. Corey says, it takes a lot more bravery to wear this into a group of people that the majority hate, or where the majority hate our president, than for those to stand on a stage and spew hate speech towards our president. Hashtag protesting the protesters. I'm going to give Corey a like for that one. Donna says, Trump isn't the only person. I don't know what that means. Trump isn't the only person. I lost him. Anyway, you tell me, hypocritical or not. Maybe I am. You know, I'm like Meryl Streep. I just wanted to shut up and act. So if I like this dress now, am I a hypocrite here? It's okay. You can tell me I am. I'm a little worried that Todd and Manny think I am because they haven't said a word. You tell me what you think. Corey in Gettysburg, South Dakota. What's on your mind?
Hey there. Just a thought I had with Heidi Heitkamp opposing all these Trump appointees and going against the majority of her constituency, do you think she's just probably maybe thinking that it's all there's re-election isn't an option, and she's maybe trying to build clout with a lobbying firm there in D.C.? These politicians, once they get to D.C., they don't want to leave. They're going to find a way to stay. I might be mistaken, but I still think Tom Daschle's around there working as a lobbyist. Just a thought.
No, I think, first of all, if I were to venture a guess, you know, just give you my opinion without any knowledge of talking to anybody or anything else. Heidi Heitkamp, every day, with every vote and every tweet, Facebook post, press release, statement, is testing the waters. Okay, it's just trying to find that right right balance. I don't think she's decided whether or not she's going to run again. I think any first-term senator that tells you they don't want to run again is lying to you. They all want to run again. So she clearly wants to run again, but in the back of her mind has to be Byron Dorgan. Byron Dorgan didn't run for re-election for one reason. He was going to lose. He was, in every poll, down to John Hovind by 20 points. So he just was smart politically, said, I'm not going to run. Right? I mean, that's why he did what he did. So that's the little game that they play there. So I think Heidi Heitkamp wants to run again, but I think she's trying to test the waters. And quite honestly, she doesn't have to decide right now because Donald Trump's popularity. If Donald Trump does one third of what he said he was going to do, and you start seeing progress, in other words, the economy, jobs, things are happening as a result. And I believe they will be, especially on the tax policy. You're going to see a real boost to the economy. You're already seeing it in a way that's sort of phony to us, real, you know, down at the real world level, and that's in the stock market, you know. But that, you know, that affects your 401k or a few things. But it is, when you start seeing it where, you know, real incomes are up, wages are up, and you start, then she's going to go, I'm out of here. Forget about it.
Yep.
But if it doesn't go well and the opposition, you know, stymies all of his progress and stops him at every turn and things, and then maybe she's got a little bit more of a chance. But she's testing the waters in my mind, Corey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what you're suggesting could be right as well. I mean, right, well, I'm gonna vote against Bessie DeVos. I'm gonna vote against Jeff Sessions, and I'll curry some favor with some potential employers as a result, and I'll test to see how many calls did I get? What kind of pushback is there? That's why I think North Dakotans really need to engage, right? That's why I loved the text we read at the beginning of the program today. A Heidi Heitkamp voter, last go around, who's furious right now. Those people in that camp, truly in that camp, you hold the key to whether Heidi Heitkamp stays or goes. If you're ticked and you're letting her know you're ticked and she senses people are ticked, you know, it'll... A, either make a difference in how she votes going forward on Gorsuch or other nominees, or seal her fate as, I'm out of here. I'm not going to run again.
I got you.
It's my take. You think I'm a hypocrite? You think I'm a hypocrite, Corey?
No, not at all. Not at all. Whatever.
So we're one for four now.
Absolutely.
A little better. If you think I am, let me know. You know, I've got to rethink this a little bit. Some other texters. Facebook from Friday. Can you share again the name of the gentleman who said to rewrite the executive order to clarify the intent? You're testing my memory. Who was that? Somebody that was in favor of the Trump move, but just said that'd be the better way to do it. Are you saying I had it on Facebook Friday? I don't know. I'll try and find that. I will try and find that for you and tell you who it was. I remember. Oh, I bet I know who it was. Yes, and we did discuss this on Facebook. It was Jay Sekulow. Yep, Jay Sekulow. There you go. You got questions? By golly, we got answers, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the program. Another texter, what about adults with one children paying for schools? Everybody should pay. What about adults without children paying for schools? Everybody should pay. Oh, I see. Adults without children paying for schools. I don't know, you're kind of being a little contradictory here in your comment, because you're saying, what about adults without children paying for schools? Everybody should pay. Arguing with yourself here a little bit. I think you might be talking about a discussion we had earlier related to a piece of legislation in North Dakota, which was you get a tax credit if your kids go to a private school, and it holds the public schools harmless. So you still do pay. And the public schools are held harmless. What about rural schools that don't have the option of private schools? Too much liability getting all the kids buckled on a bus. Answer for Todd from earlier. Texter says, Heidi's a one-term senator. This comes from one who donated to her campaign. Her lack of a stand on DAPL is my main reason. The only time I heard from her was the last week asking for another donation. Wow.
That shouldn't have been a surprise. That stand shouldn't have been a surprise to anybody, though.
Well, the fence riding, I think, ticked a lot of people off. Ticked me off. Take a position. I mean, because in this case,
but
you made everybody
mad. She was the Native American senator and the oil senator. So suddenly when the two intersect,
she's cover.
You
got to
hide.
Cover.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, in the middle of the worst, Dakota Access Pipeline protests, the press releases that were coming from her office were unbelievable. Like, hey, we're happy it's National Postage Stamp Day. I mean, it was just, you can't make it up. You can't make it up.
Oh, I know.
You get them.
Sat and watched them roll in. I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know if this is going to make the top story, but okay.
Texter says, I graduated from a North Dakota public school. I was away for 37 years. You hit the nail on the head when you stated the North Dakota public school system is great. You hear the school boards are comprised more and more of non-North Dakotans is concerned. Another texter. My cousin's son wouldn't be here if I hadn't been seatbelted. The vehicle folded at the driver's seat, was bruised, but okay. It's about crash prevention, not safe for crashing. All right. Be careful. Buckle up. On that, we all agree.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Mark G. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA, helping America feel better. Helping me feel better, too. Fuel up on that hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. There you go. Helping America feel better. Let's go off to Wilton County, where George is standing by to let us know what's on his mind. George, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, talking about Heidi Heitkamp, I'm a conservative, but I voted for every time she's run for an office in North Dakota or the Senate, and I voted for her. But I really didn't know, I guess, what she's like till she got to Washington. But if unless Trump falls into space, she will not run for re-election, because I feel in a way she's maybe dumb, but she's not stupid. Kind of like you talked about Dorgan a while ago. She will see the writing on the wall.
That's called political savviness, right? Just being able to, because you don't want to, she'd get a job either way, but she'd get a better job if she decides not to run again. Rather than having lost and taken it. So, all good points. Henry and Hettinger. Hello, Henry. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess I'm wondering how come when Trump wants to do his immigration thing, he's the president. I mean, why is there all the hassle with the court system and stuff?
Well, because you have a court that has overstepped its bounds, and I mean, that's why Donald Trump reading the actual statute when he has to should cause everybody to go, wow, there's the law. How in the world can you not say? And some of the things that they have done, I think it's a good exercise in understanding how these courts can go crazy. You know, part of their argument was stuff he said in the campaign. Well, yeah, but you said in the campaign, that's not in the executive order. The executive order says, here's what we're doing. Here's the statute we're using to do it. And pick seven countries that Barack Obama also identified as having a problem with vetting. No, it's crazy.
Yeah, I guess it's just another example of our political system gone rogue. So
this is why I don't necessarily have a problem with him saying so-called judge, right? Because I know that some people are freaking out over that, and it is a little unconventional. Donald Trump is president of the United States. Because enough people voted for him when he did that all throughout the campaign. They see him as,
that's right.
They're less worried about irreverence by a president and decorum and proper, you know, protocols than they are $20 trillion in debt, than they are the leakiest border we've ever had in our nation's history, right? They see that, you know, look, I believe the founding fathers would look at the judiciary today and bawl their eyes out, okay?
Yep.
And say, well, that's not what we envisioned for the judiciary. What are they doing? They're legislating. See, he's taking all that on. So the fact that he has to say so-called judge in a tweet, I don't care. I really don't. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I don't know that you need to do it, but I think it is. He is who he is, and that's his way of taking this on. And I think people like that, honestly.
Well, this country has moved so far to the left, and a lot of people have been so fed up with the Republicans, and finally we get a guy here that says he's going to do something, so I hope he moves the needle the other way a little bit. And just for the heck of it, I really doubt if Heidi will run again. She knows better than that, I believe.
Yeah, I would not be surprised, for sure. I don't think she's decided yet, but I'm with you. That's probably the probable outcome. Really,
she wants to go out on a happy note that she won the last time she ran. So.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. And if you need any sign that Heidi Heitkamp is worried, you only need to look at her brother, who is a talk show host, who has taken some shots. Was that over the weekend? When was it? Taking some shots at Kevin Cramer, saying, "Is it really a town hall when you're on the radio?" Which I think is actually more of a town hall. Because people can anonymously call and, you know, ask you anything, say anything, whatever. You know, town hall, face-to-face town hall, you actually got to get up in front of a microphone and other people and talk as opposed to being on the phone.
But, yeah, I mean, we screen calls, but we don't really screen them so much as just make sure it's actually for the show and not somebody calling the wrong number or lost dog or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just calling for somebody's name. And the town they're from, and you want to ask a question to Todd, you want to talk to, you know, our guest, do you have a comment? But we don't say, oh, no, you can't bring that up. I mean, anybody, we welcome
right.
them. And quite honestly, on Talk Radio Town Hall days with Congressman Cramer, there's so many calls and tweets coming in, we very rarely don't even get to all of them. We very rarely get to all of them. We often get done, and we're just out of time. And so it's pretty much rapid fire. You know, we've talked about a ton of topics today, and I've wanted to find a place and a time to talk about something you're seeing in the headlines today in most of our papers. And I saw last night on social media. And the forum headline says, "Dreams dashed as NDSU students killed in crash." Bismarck Tribune says, two NDSU T-994 crash. The story in the forum today talks of, tells the story of Carson Dennis Roney and Danny Lee Thompson. Just a very sad story. You know, I mean, first-year students at NDSU, and one wanted to practice medicine in his hometown, and another that wanted to be an orthodontist. And three kids in a car, one from Bismarck, two from Oaks, went down to the Twin Cities for the weekend, a little shopping at the Mall of America, and coming back, and hit a patch of ice on a bridge, and two of the three are gone. It just is, there's a lot of car accidents that happen, right? And when people die in a car accident, it's sad. But I don't know what it is about two youngsters, whether they be high school students or college students or, you know, they're all sad, but it's just especially sad when you think of what could have been and what if, and, you know, imagine the parents and pain they're going through, and just, you know, there's no answers. You can't sit here and sort it out and say, oh, that's you know, here's what happened. That's, you know, it just is what it is, and beyond explanation, and very sad. Young man Carson wearing a T-shirt in the photo, saying locally grown. You know, you just think about the parents and raising them up. So, again, beyond explanation, I would only say as concerned as we get with day-to-day headlines and things that are happening and things that are going on in our life, it pales in comparison to a mom and a dad without a son and a daughter this week as a result of this accident. It pales in comparison. Imagine that heartache. Oh, my gosh. And as a dad who has kids on the road, you just, you know, can't tell them enough to be careful. Be careful, be careful. Bless those families. We'll keep them in our prayers. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. the Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dakota has a legislature that meets 80 days every other year. They pack a lot in every other year to tackle. That's why we're devoting a lot of our airwaves to following what's happening at the legislature this year, at least 3 times a week, sometimes more. Al Carlson's will be joining us for a talk radio town hall that'll happen on Wednesday of this week as well, so stay tuned for that. And right now, we're going to talk a little bit about a piece of legislation that's being debated. House Bill 1151, Troy Coons, chair of the Northwest Landowners Association, is here to talk about that and update a few other things that their members are following and tracking this year at the North Dakota Legislature. Troy, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Scott. House Bill 1151 did get a due pass from the House Natural Resources Committee. And I just wanted to follow up. We talked about this earlier on, and I was going to read a couple recommendations out of the EERC study that we were able to get last session. It's key findings and recommendations. I'm just going to read two of them here quickly. The state should consider streamlining the way spill data are reported, processes, and analyzed, and to facilitate data analysis. Implementing such a data management function within the state would likely necessitate additional resources. And so with that, then there is another recommendation here. As the state improves the function and utility of its incident database, the state should continue to evaluate incidences, data, identify, cause, prioritize future guidance and or regulation. And the reason I read that is this study was put together, and the EERC has put out these recommendations. And so when you see House Bill 1151 was put forth as a cost-saving measure, and it was found out that it would not be, I started looking back at this. And it looks like more where we should be heading is centralizing the reporting instead of maybe to the health department and the DMR. Possibly to the Department of Emergency Services, because in their finding they found that there was misreporting, double reporting, types of fluids that were leaked were misreported. So if we had a central location where this went through, we'd also have a more true and honest database to work with. And the avenue of raising the trigger from 1 barrel to 10, I don't think is the answer to this. I think we need to keep true and honest data. You know, we're the second largest producer of oil in the nation. And, you know, Texas is a 5-barrel limit. Alaska has an 8-gallon. I think the 1-barrel trigger is a very good limit. The 10, I don't understand why they got there. You know, 2 or 3 would be something that would be a lot more palatable. And if a person would say, If we could centralize this data, I think it would be true and honest. It would be better for the landowner and for the industry, so we could kind of fine-tune where these problems are and analyze them, I think would be a better avenue to take.
All right, so you mentioned earlier that it's got a committee recommendation. And again, we're talking about House Bill 1151, which would no longer require companies to report spills of crude oil, produced water, or natural gas that are contained to a well site or production location that are less than 10 barrels. That's the significant change there. Right now it's at 1 barrel, correct? Right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So where do you go with your recommendations? Based on the committee recommendation, what happens now?
Well, when it reaches the other side, we will be, giving testimony, written and oral testimony, and working with legislators to try to get them to see our point of view and what we see come out of the EERC study, that I think this is a better avenue than changing the trigger. You know, the trigger isn't a cost-saving mechanism, as they have mentioned. And one other thing that actually may be costly is with this formula, legacy sites will still have the same requirements. But when you go from the beginning of the Bakken to current, we have many different levels of Bakken sites. So the agency that comes there to check on the site will have to determine what level of protection this has between berms and dikes and impermeable layers. Will actually take probably more time when you're looking at thousands and thousands of sites to see which requirement this new legislation would make that site fall under.
So it comes out of the committee, ultimately gets voted on in the House, then goes over to the Senate. You're saying your argument basically goes over to the Senate now, all the issues you're bringing up with us. In which you're using EERC's arguments, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's one of them, along with what we see, as an organization that works with this all the time. What we see happening, we bring that forward as well, because we'll work with the health department and the DMR and Department of Emergency Services. So we're bringing what we see happening forward. The key is here to reduce the size and quantity of these spills is the key, not to change the threshold. That does make statistics look better, but that's not, the whole goal here.
Something else I know you wanted to talk about as well was the Ag Department and I call it advocacy on behalf of, landowners. So they have a easy channel to get on the phone. They call the Ag Department, say, here's a concern I have about a particular pipeline. A company gets a call from the Ag Department. It works a little better. It's officially called the Ombudsman Program, but I just can't say that very well. Where is that at? How's that doing?
Most everybody has a trouble with that word. When we first pushed that legislation in 2015, we all struggled with that.
I'm not alone on that. I feel better now.
No, you're not alone at all. Last week in the Senate Natural Resources Committee, that did get a due pass. It will be moving to the other side. I just want to keep this in front of everybody because we feel it's a very good avenue for somebody that has trouble on a pipeline with slumping or other concerns with a pipeline company. They can call the Ag Department. They'll come out and look at it, help you determine what the issues are. They will make contact with the company, try to help you resolve it. If it needs to go a little further, they will also do some mediation to help solve the problem. And it's a very cost-effective program and been very effective internally, and then the effects that have worked out in front of the program. A lot of companies now are trying to do that in-house. They're starting their own programs like that.
Troy Coons with the Northwest Landowners Association with us today. We're talking about some issues before the North Dakota legislature. If you have a question or comment for them on any of the issues that they're taking on, feel free to give us a ring at 800-228-0550. You can find out more about them online, by the way, as well. NWLandowners.com is their website. That's NWLandowners.com, and they have an active effort lobbying the legislature. So if there's particular issues that are of concern to you, affecting your property rights or things happening, they're a good organization to be a part of, and also a good one to get a hold of when you're looking for information. NWLandowners.com. What else, Troy? What else do you want to tell us?
Well, there's a lot of things going on down there. There's a lot of eminent domain type issues, wind farm issues, It's a very busy session with a definite unique personality this time because of the budget issues. You know, anything with appropriation and mandates are pretty touchy subjects right now. But, you know, there's a lot of things affecting farmers, ranchers, and property owners. You have the, you know, the no trespassing bill. You have a lot of water bills and, like I said, wind farm bills and all things that go on the property and surface owners need to deal with. And so we're down there watching over many, many bills and how it would influence the property owners' rights.
You mentioned the trespassing bill. That's one we've had lots of dialogue from. Is the Northwest Landowners have a position on that? What kind of feedback are you getting from your members and for folks to not familiar? Call the trespassing bill largely as a reaction to the Dakota Access Pipeline and the difficulty that many farmers and ranchers had of protesters illegally going on their land. And obviously there is some concern from the hunting community now about sort of the onus being on the hunters rather than being on the landowner and no longer requiring, you know, posting. What's your take on that bill?
Well, our take on the bill is if you're a property owner, you have an inherent right to care, custody, and control of your property because you are paying the taxes, you do carry the liability. I don't see it as a bill that's anti-hunting at all. I see it as a protection and a right, and it's an inherent right when you own property to guide who can be on the land. As I mentioned before, you know, say there's an incident where I'm out spraying a pesticide or I know there's a washout here. You know, if you have a relationship, which I do on our farm with hunters from within the state, from Wisconsin, Michigan, that if you have a relationship, you can help protect them. You can help guide them where the best hunting would be. So inherent right that we should be able to guide who's on there. And it's also, I think, a better for the hunter.
Is that one on a committee yet? Where is that one at?
Yes, it's on a committee, and it will be going to the other side as well.
Okay, so that's been voted on by the full Senate.
Yes. Yes. That one will be going to the other side.
Yeah, and no doubt be a lively debate to follow, right?
Lively debate in the background. You hear some concerns that it will not pass if you're a proponent of it. Out front, you hear a lot of positives, but in the background, you know, it's FS got a 50-50 chance. So if you're a supporter, please, you know, let your senators and representatives know how you feel.
Yeah, interesting. We just had a listener. Okay, somebody else, Daryl Lisa's Farm Bureau just texted me that it's not out of the Senate yet. No, we knew that, though,
right? It's out of committee.
It's out of committee. Is it not out of the full House, out of the full Senate yet, then?
No.
Why not?
No, it's not. It's just out of committee.
Yeah, all right. So I didn't think there'd been a vote on that yet, but it is out of committee. It'll be voted on by the full Senate. Then it would obviously go over to the House and be debated on there. Another texter says, does this gentleman have a site to post info on, or how do I contact him? I have some nasty comments from landowners who refuse to talk to Fargo hunters.
So you're saying to get a hold of me?
He's wanting to know the best way to get a hold of you. Do you have a comment on your website there?
He can call me. My cell phone is open to anybody. 701-721-4258.
One more time.
701-721-4258.
It'd be a bonus if you wanted to buy some seed from Troy, too, but you can call him about anything, especially about work at the landowners, on behalf of the Northwest landowners, rather, at the legislature. Good stuff. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate the update.
Yeah, take care. Thank you.
You as well. Chris Berg from Point of View, next.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinod's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Bjørhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Brought to you today by MyPillow. Yes, it is MyPillow too, and that's the name of the product, and it's a miracle pillow is what it is. I'm going to rename it. My Pillow is a miracle pillow because the most important thing to your health is your sleep. How much sleep you're getting will determine how healthy you are. So now how important is your sleep? I'm with you completely. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Get the Mike 4-Pack Special, 40% off two MyPillow, the premium pillows, not the ones you get anywhere else. And the two go-anywhere pillows, great deal. Free shipping on orders over $100 too. 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. So a little bit of a confusing segment not a whole segment, but just a, what am I trying to say? I was a bit confused as to what I was telling you related to that piece of legislation we've talked a lot about, Senate Bill 2225. North Dakota Farm Bureau, North Dakota Farmers Union, Stockman Groups, a lot of folks are in favor of this. And it is the trespassing bill. Where is it at? So what Troy Coons was telling me is I think that it's through the hearing process and not through the committee process, because it is in committee, then we'll go to the full Senate. If it passes there, then goes to the House, just so you know. So still action remaining in committee and in the full Senate on that. So my bad. Wanted to just make sure I cleared that up correctly, because I was clear as mud before. Chris Berg, you watch on Point of View, 6:30 on KX4. 10:30 on West Dakota Fox, and he joins us now to talk a little bit about some of the things we've been tackling today on the program. Chris, how you doing?
Doing outstanding. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you as well. So I want to ask you about a debate we had with our listeners today related to why Heidi Heitkamp voted against Betsy DeVos, the education secretary, and then brought us into a whole place on, you know, what is it that the teachers' unions are afraid of with school choice. You had some interesting stats on this that I wanted you to share with our audience. So we're going to do that in just a moment. I want to get Keith and Bismarck here in here quickly. He's been waiting a while on a previous topic we were discussing with the folks from the Northwest Landowners Association about the private land debate. Keith, tell me what's on your mind.
How you doing? I've been kind of listening to this, and we have some property, you know, locally here. And I guess that I hear everything about how inconvenient it would be to have everything posted automatically. I think that we can agree that there's more posted property privately owned in North Dakota than there is unposted. So why put the burden on more and more people to have to take the time to post it? For those people who want to leave their land open for hunting, why don't we post them as walk-in welcome, you know, walk-in hunters welcome?
Yeah, and there's some talk about doing that, where you'd be able to do that, but the onus would go off of the landowner to have to do it. So right now, there is a part of North Dakota's century code relating to the posting of lands that says, landowner, you got to post your land. That would go away, but you could do what you're talking about, Keith, and I've heard others talk about that. So that's another approach, because some landowners aren't going to want to be contacted, right? They're just going to want to, you know, let you know without that, you know, without that.
Correct.
You know, the sign's there, so you don't have to call me. Now you don't, right? Check it out. But I also think, Keith, the idea that somebody that wants to hunt on somebody else's land actually goes through a step of saying, who's a landowner? Let me find it on an app. Let me give him a call. Let me stop and see him. It's not a bad thing. I think landowner-hunter relations are, there's a lot of great stories about there about how well it works. So a little change is required in that regard. Is that so bad? I don't know. This is a fascinating topic. We're going to continue to follow that one. Okay, so because we only have a couple minutes left, Chris, tell me what you told your viewers about why you think everybody's freaking out over Betsy DeVos. What's going on here? What's behind it?
I think the truth about what's going on, because everyone's going to tell you, it's because, oh, she's got no experience in public education and things of that nature. And if you look back, there was the lead general counselor for the biggest teachers union in the nation a few years ago. I think it was 2009. He gave a speech to the organization, the group, and he really boils it down. And he talks about, look, this is not about, you know, we want a better education for kids. This is not about because we want great public schools. He says this. He goes, this is about power. We have power because we've got thousands of people across the country that donate hundreds of millions of dollars to help us go out there and activate what it is that we want to go obviously accomplished. Well, when you look back at some senators that were having their hair on fire over Betsy DeVos, gee, interesting. Al Franken got $150,000 in donations from education union. So they're going to make this big shiny object here about public education and whatnot. A lot of it is because of when you start to do what Betsy DeVos wants to do, which is obviously more charter schools and take away the power from unions, that's why these people are freaking out. And as we all know here in North Dakota, there are no charter schools here. And I don't know if that's going to be the magic wand, Scott. I don't know if that's, you know, the answer. But what I do know is when I look at the most recent scores for our fourth graders and eighth graders, I mean, you go take a look at these in reading and math, we have stayed stagnant, and some areas actually gone down. Maybe a couple of them gone up, but hey, you know what? Maybe this is going to help. I don't know. We will see. But
Chris's final view from Friday touched on this. I'll post it, and we'll talk about it. Great discussion today, too, on just the whole Heidi Heitkamp. How does she vote on the rest of them? Why is she voting the way she's voting? Good stuff. Chris and I will keep following. Thank you, sir. Chris Burke for Point of View. Watch him, folks. See you tomorrow. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because their body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah. If you've got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for health and wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.